Republicans feel very inspired to continue to cut spending, and they see this debate over sequestration, this automatic cuts, the $1.2 trillion that are scheduled to kick in a little more than a month. They see that as their best chance to reduce the size of government. So, yes, I think they're concerned about the cuts, particularly to defense and the effect that that has on the defense industry, and then by trickle-down, an effect on the economy. But they're much more concerned about the long-term effect on the budget if they don't cut, and they see this as their golden opportunity to cut.
Isn't there a political equivalent to the doctor's mantra of first do no harm?
There is, but again, Republicans just have a much different view of this fight. They think everyone's looking at the moment. Where's the stock index? Where's the growth measure? And they feel like people are not looking at 5, 10, 15 years from now when the country cannot afford what they think will be an unsustainable level of debt.
Now, what about the fact that we hear about Republicans getting together and saying that they need to remake the party so that they are more popular among more Americans? Won't a slower economy, higher unemployment, all of that seem to hurt Republicans as people react to it?
It depends who gets the blame for that. Again, you have to look at this through the eyes of a House Republican. And a House Republican would say, well, any economic problems we're having are because of overregulation and high taxation, not because we're fighting for spending cuts. House Republicans believe if they actually got spending cuts and got entitlement reforms, that businesses would feel better about the long-term stability of the U.S. economy, and then they would start to invest. So you're really, we're in the middle of this big philosophical war. Yes, there's a lot of Republicans saying, let's change our image. But even if you read those stories, listen to their rhetoric, there's not a lot of specifics inside of that about how they would actually change their policies. It's one thing to aspirationally want to change. It's another to actually operationally change.
Doesn't that sound like Washington spin, though? I mean, do you think voters will buy that?
I mean, look at the favorable ratings of House Republicans. Clearly, they're not buying it. They have a favorable rating around 20%. So, yeah, they're not buying it at this point. But again, what I always tell people is people look at Washington and they say, well, they'll do this or they'll do that. And to me, that's just wishful thinking. You have to make these assessments based on the Congress that you have, not the Congress that you want. Mm. And these House Republicans, they're very resistant. They believe very powerfully that they have to reduce the size of government. And if you look at Paul Ryan, who's really the titular leader of the Republican Party in the House when it comes to budget matters. I just sat through an hour discussion with him a few days ago. That's all they're talking about is reducing the size of government. They don't want any tax increases. They don't want any spending increases. And they think it's artificial growth to just have the government spend more to create jobs with money that the country doesn't have.